Hey there, everybody, and welcome to this special edition of the Rubberneckin' Podcast. I'm Kevin.
And I'm Alicia.
And we have a very special guest on the line with us today, Jacob Rowley, with Elvis Million Dollar Quartet Tour.
Yeah, welcome, Jacob.
How y'all doing?
We're doing great.
I'm great.
You know, we're at Graceland. There's no such thing as a bad day at Graceland.
That's true. Well, Jacob, so you have been on the Million Dollar Quartet Tour for how long now?
It's my first year. This tour started in January 2015, so.
Oh, so brand new.
Brand new. This is kind of my debut.
How is life as Elvis on stage treating you?
Well, it's really, first of all, it's an honor to be able to do this. I can't tell you how excited I am about it, but it's really, really tough shoes to fill, but every night I take great pleasure in knowing that, you know, I've been chosen to do this, and I can't tell you how much I appreciate the opportunity.
Now, we know when you're on stage, you're Elvis Presley, but off stage, you're Jacob. But you've got a little bit of a southern twang. You're from Texas originally, right?
Did you grow up on Elvis? Yeah, from southeast Texas, about an hour and a half below Houston.
And have you ever made it to the King's Castle Graceland here in Memphis?
I have. I come out every year in August. Elvis
Oh, week, so you come for Elvis Week.
Yes, ma'am.
That's great. Which, have you been to a specific event during Elvis Week that you just absolutely enjoyed and can't wait to come back to see?
Just being there, really. I can't get enough of the candlelight vigil. That always is the main reason we head out that way, and it's nice to see it still going on. And I can tell you one thing, it's the end is not in sight, that's for sure.
That's true.
Now, you've been to Graceland in Memphis, but it sounds like you're going to be traveling all over the country with Million Dollar Quartet. You're going, Iowa, Oregon, California, all over the country. What's it like to tour with the group of artists? Because it's not just Elvis. It's Johnny Cash, Carl Perkins, Jerry Lee Lewis. It's kind of fun little crew.
We've been through Canada, been through New York, been all over the place. I've been in Alaska in about 3-4 days. But I can tell you that it's everybody is really mutually has a great respect for the artist that they're playing in the show. So it's kind of, in a way, it's kind of like we get an opportunity to bond through the characters, if that makes sense. Of course, we'll never come close to these guys, but everybody has a kind of a, how do I explain it? They really have a great set of knowledge about the person they're playing. So if you're interested in learning something about Jerry Lee, you go to Colt. Or if you're interested in learning something about Johnny Cash, you go to Scott. And it's just kind of like we're all able to inform each other about the person we're playing. And it's kind of, in a way, it's bonded us. So it's really great to have the people that admire the artists that they're playing.
Does that mean we could sign you up for an episode of the Elvis Quiz Show?
Sure, yeah, I'd love to do that.
How did you get to know so much about Elvis?
Well, honestly, he was the last guy I found out about. I was always into the old music and I started off into like Frank Sinatra and Dean Martin and stuff like that.
So. Oh wow.
I kind of made the progression, you know. I went listening to the 40s, Great American Songbook stuff, and then I kind of went into the 50s and listened to all the old rockabilly, and, you know, Carl Perkins was my main guy for a while, but then I found out about Elvis, and I was like, well, wait a minute, this guy has everything that these guys have plus more. Kind of just blew me away, and I guess I was introduced by my brother who was listening to all this old music. Really turned me on to it and kind of just took off from there.
Now, of course, the story behind Million Dollar Quartet is, you know, the historic meeting between Elvis, Johnny Cash, Jerry Lee Lewis, and Carl Perkins at Sun Studio. What is the reaction from the crowd? And I'm a bit biased. I've seen the show a couple of times.
Yeah, me too.
And I absolutely love it because it's just a piece of rock and roll history, but also Memphis history. But when you do this show in Lincoln, Nebraska, what's the reaction from the crowd at the end?
It's been different, but they all know the impact these guys had on you know, the music industry and the world, actually. But they all know and respect that. But going into it, you know, like I said at the beginning, it's really tough shoes to fill, but you do the best you can, and the reactions are usually outstanding, because as soon as that picture falls towards the end of the show, I hate to kind of give you a spoiler if you haven't seen it,
but that's all right.
As soon as that picture falls, everybody just,
it's a wow moment.
The whole place goes hush.
Yeah, it is a wow moment.
It really is, and you know, every time I've seen it, that's my favorite moment. I mean, it's been an incredible show. But it is so amazing to have seen what unfolded before us with the actors, and then to see that picture, that original picture of the four artists. It really just does
I
have
us. I feel it every night. Every night that I'm on stage and that comes down, I still get chills, you know.
Hey, that means you're doing something right.
Very true, very true.
I hope so.
So when does the tour wrap up, and what do you do after the tour? Are you going to come to Graceland and check things out again?
Well, he's coming back to Elvis Week, we hope.
Well, all right then.
Yeah, I'll be there. June 28th is the end of the Minnow Quartet, as far as the tour goes. And the beginning of June, I actually will be in Tupelo for the Tupelo Elvis Festival.
Yeah.
So I'll be there and kind of competing in that thing and... So that's the next few months for me. I don't really have maybe anything planned after that, but there's a few things in the work that you can find on my website, but other than that, this is the remainder of my near future.
Well, Jacob, thank you so much for joining us today on the Rubberneckin' Podcast. Best of luck in the remainder of the tour, and of course, Million Dollar Quartet, the story of the day Elvis, Johnny Cash, Carl Perkins, and Jerry Lee Lewis all united at Sun Studio on Union Avenue here in Memphis, Tennessee, touring the country right now. You can Google Million Dollar Quartet for more information, and tickets are available now for their nationwide tour. Jacob, best of luck, and we look forward to seeing you guys next week on the next edition of the Rubberneckin' Podcast. Bye, everybody.